Welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting of January 12th. We will call this meeting to order at 7:02 PM. Your roll call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith.
Here.
Austin Wright.
Here.
Janie Gunderson.
Here.
Amy Eubank.
Here.
Zach Foster Jr.
Yes.
Rita Gunderson.
Here.
Billy Diskin Jr.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. This time, we will. The first item of business is the approval of the agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Make a motion to adopt the agenda with the modification of striking number 8, second public comment on agenda item section after reports.
All right, we have a motion by Austin.
Sorry there, finance officer.
Can we add finance under reports for Travis Werbus presentation?
Can you talk? Oh, you want to do that under guest presentation?
Oh, we could do it under guest.
Okay, I mean, is that or under finance?
Guest is fine.
Officer report.
So, and then, okay, yeah.
Let's find the way it is then. Okay, so we have a motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Janie.
What about Travis who?
Okay, we get a roll call on that.
Billy?
Yep.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
All right, motion carries.
Okay.
Move on to the next item of business would be public comments. Are there any public comments on agenda items at this time? Hearing none. Move on. The next item is the consent agenda. And there is one item on the consent agenda in the minutes of the regular meeting of November 12th, 2025. Has everyone had a chance to read over the minutes? Any need for corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of November 12th, 2025.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of November 12th, 2025.
Motion by Bill. Second.
I'll follow.
Second by Janie. No further comments. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. So we'll go on down to reports. And the first report is Public Works with Julius Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening.
Give me 1 minute, Julius. Sorry, I skipped. We have a guest speaker. I took my eyes off the agenda. I don't have this in my notes. So can we go back and I'll get to you in a minute there, Julius. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Right. Debbie, will you introduce?
Travis, are you on? Hello. Maybe he's not on yet.
Somebody's
online now. Oh, there he is. Hi, Travis.
Hello, how's everyone doing today?
Good. So, Travis is working as a consultant. We found him through our auditor. Can't remember the name of our auditor right now. But
Alton
he is
Rogers.
No, Alton Rogers. Okay, yeah. And he is helping with our new software, QuickBooks. He's helping us get it all set up at the village. He's helping Char. So, Travis, can you just tell a little bit about how this happened, what we've done, where we are? And I don't know. You probably can't say anything about when we're going to be done for sure, but give it your best shot.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to meet you all. It's nice to actually kind of get in front of who we're doing this information for. So Thanks for letting me join today. But I guess just to let you guys know, like, give you a little background, I go around, or I work with a lot of cities and other kind of villages to either prep for audit or clean up their accounting software and whatnot. So yeah, as Debbie mentioned, they hired me to come in and help with this transition and kind of catch up on or get ready for upcoming audits and get you guys all caught up with your financials so you can get good financial reports as a city council. So I guess kind of where we're at is I met with Char and in December, and we are in the progress of getting the information from the old accounting system into QuickBooks, which is much cleaner or more user-friendly. I'll say that a much more user-friendly accounting software that allows the transition. If there is turnover or anything like that, it's a more universal accounting software that people are able to use and I guess produce better financial information without a significant amount of training. So I met with Char on that in December. We were able to get a lot of the payroll and kind of set up how we want the reports to look based on how previous audited financials looked. So I don't think there will be much of a change of what you got. When reports are coming out of QuickBooks, they'll be similar to what you guys have seen in the past, or at least what your audited financials have looked like in the past. And I guess I will say, as far as the timing of this, it's a lot of information, right? I mean, we're trying to put a year and a half worth of information into a new accounting system. And all I'll say is that you want to spend the time and set it up correctly. Otherwise, you are just going to be back in the same place as where you were with your old system. If you bring garbage into your accounting system, you're going to get garbage out as far as your reports and all that. So it's worth spending the time doing a good job up front. And then once that is set up and flowing smoothly, then going forward, it'll be much easier on the accounting team, and you guys will be able to get much more accurate information. And the thing about an accounting system, you can always pull and spit whatever you want out of it, but whether it's actual and real numbers is the question, and that's what you want, right? You can't make good decisions as a city council without accurate numbers in your accounting system. So that's what we're trying to get to you guys and get set up. And I think Char is doing a great job in pushing the project along. And I think it's just going to take she's a one person show over there. And it just takes time to get caught up. I mean, once you're caught up, I think you have a great team there that can do the work. It's just, it's a year and a half of information that you're trying to get into a new accounting system. So it's going to take some time. So I guess that's kind of my spiel for the day. If you guys have any questions on that, or if there's any concerns or any questions on what, I guess QuickBooks and whatnot.
Okay. Thank you. Austin.
Hey Travis, thanks for coming on and helping out with this. We appreciate that. I'm curious. I've migrated things to QuickBooks before a couple times, and is it because Banyan, either because of its age or its design, that it doesn't have an option to import or export tables or other data? Is that the way Banyan's designed?
I think that's the biggest limitation on everything, is what is in Banyan and trying to get the information out of Banyan into QuickBooks, right? So I think as of right now, a lot of that isn't being exported out. It's just being kind of manually entered back in on the QuickBooks side. So that's as far as Banyan and that accounting software, I think there's a lot of struggles. I haven't looked at that software too much. My main focus has been on just spending time and getting QuickBooks set up correctly. I'll be honest there, but the getting information out of Banyan has been the issue.
Okay. Is Is there a CSV file template that we might be able to use, even if there's not a direct migration tool for it, that maybe we could still save some time that way, do you think, that you know of with QuickBooks?
There is ways to upload stuff into QuickBooks. I do know that much. The question is how much time and effort do you want to put in, or the accounting team, do you want them to put into getting with Banyan and working with their, it's going to involve their IT and someone there as far as tech support of some sort, and relying on them to produce the reports that you need, which I don't have any experience with Banyan and dealing with them, and some accounting program people or some accounting softwares are great and they have great customer service team, but there's also some that, I mean, it's just very hard to deal with, and it's very time consuming and things really seem to drag on. So that's kind of the thought of just, hey, we can do this, and it's going to be just a brute force effort to just get all the information into QuickBooks this way and not have to rely on anyone.
All right, thank you, Austin. Any other questions? Seeing none, Debbie?
No more questions. Travis, I guess you did a good job.
All right. Well, thank you. And you guys can always reach out to me. Debbie has my contact information. So if any council members want to reach out to me, I mean, I'm happy to answer your questions off the call or yeah. So thank you guys for letting me join today.
All right. Thank you for coming, taking the time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Travis. All right, there's no further comments on that. We'll go on to reports. And the first report again is with Public Works and with Public Works Director, Julius Carlson.
All right. For the months of November, December, we graded, plowed, and sanded roads, salted intersections as needed, hauled and spread gravel on the roads, installed a new radiator on our Ford fuel truck, installed new batteries in our fuel truck and our sand truck, serviced our shop heaters, pumped oil, and installed a new blower motor on one of our shop heaters, received and installed new brake parts on our sand truck, fueled city buildings, filled potholes, inspected and repaired electrical issue on our Volvo loader, ordered new radiator and belts for our Hitachi excavator, ordered and installed new front end parts for a Ford flatbed, and serviced the trash truck. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius? Hearing none. Okay. Thank you, Julius. We'll move on to the next report, which is Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our report's done. Weather issues have been causing problems between the high turbidity and slushing, freezing at the reservoir intake building. We got our every 3 years lead and copper samples done, waiting on results. Had issues with our yearly nitrate sample. I sat overnight in Anchorage and froze, and then SGS, our sample lab, sent us the wrong model for the other one. Changed the motherboard and assembly on our SCD again. That's the thing that drills the polymer. 10 to DEC's Solid Waste Boot Camp Zoom class with John. Signed us back in October. Cleaned turbidimeters. Pulled out the grates on our water plant four drains and cleaned those. Drained the Kelly Avenue Sewer Lagoon. Cleaned the reservoir intake screens. Pumped out the shop septic tank. Brandon attended and passed his water distribution 2 class. We met with GCI up at the old water storage tank, boneyard area. Installed new outdoor lights at the water plant and pump house. Flushed hydrants on Kelly Avenue. And we've been looking into potential leaks down there on Kelly Avenue and going to keep looking and locates. So.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? Austin?
I just want to say thanks to Brandon and Dylan. I know they put a lot of effort keeping the system going, even over the holidays and weekends. So just thanks for all the hard work they've been doing.
Thank you, Austin. Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Dylan. Okay, we'll move on to the next report is the Harbor Master's Report with Alan Kuchinoff.
Thanks, Jim. For the months of November and December, we hauled and stored some boats. We had a diver attach water lines on both of our float systems. Flushed the water lines with fresh water. Put a new fuel pump in the big travel lift. Did some maintenance on the forklifts. Did some maintenance on our flatbed. Cleaned up around the pad. Maintenance work on the truck. On our work truck. Dumped the Connex. Fixed a couple streetlights. And we had a diver help us out with placing billets under our floats. And we're adjusting them and keeping an eye on them to see how much more they need to be.
Right.
That's all I got to report.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? Bill?
Yeah. How's the big lift been working since the fuel pump issue?
I have another fuel pump on the shelf. And they're expensive. They're like $3,000 a pop.
Yeah.
And that's just for the pump. We have to take off gears and stuff like that. But it's very, very sensitive to water. It's a John Deere, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So, but everything's ever since you put the new one in, been working good. And yeah.
Ever since we had the new one in, we had a boat that was stuck on the pad. And we set the boat in and we had a couple of lifts after that. But we really haven't had a chance to really test.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Any other questions for Alan? Seeing none. Okay, thank you, Alan. Okay, we'll go on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety with Police Chief Ben Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the month of December, we have 47 calls to 911, three of them being hangups, three missed dial or pocket dials, 20 requests for med on call, one theft, which turned out to be unfounded, one welfare check, three medical assists, one noise complaint, two civil disturbances, one abandoned vehicle, one traffic accident, and one information report. There were 22 bar checks, 9 courtesy transports, 430 building checks, and 714 total citizen contacts. There was one driver knowledge test administered, 768 miles patrolled. I attended the FBI NAA Executive Development Conference and assisted with a multi-agency drug operation that resulted in 3 arrests and over $1 million worth of narcotics.
Right. Thank you, Ben. Any questions or comments for Ben? All right. Thank you, Ben. Okay, we'll go on to the next report would be the finance report.
Sarah's, she had to go home sick.
Oh, she had to go home. Mm-hmm. She didn't. Well, okay, so is the finance report. It is. We got that report earlier at the workshop, so we'll go on past that. Next report, which would be the administrator's report with Administrator Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Council. When I came back from vacation in December, I headed pretty much right to the Alaska Municipal League Conference. Several of you were there. The mayor was there, Councillor Tishkin and Jade. And who else was there? Oh, our finance officer, Shar. It was On the agenda this year was covered, quite a bit was covered on housing, the shortages of housing in Alaska, federal government changes, AI, fisheries, transportation, energy. And I went to many sessions, and again, these sessions proved to be valuable. Also, it's nice to go to these conferences for the networking and learning from our peers and what other cities do and how they do things. So I encourage everybody to try to go to those when they can. In late November and early December, I focused a lot helping Char with the Onion data systems and QuickBooks. We've talked a lot about that today, so I'm not going to go into that in depth right now. Mayor Smith and I are preparing for the half-year budget amendment. We have planned to have that on the next meeting agenda on February 10th. And finance is also very busy right now doing the year-end reports like W-2s, and there's like bingo reports and other finance reports that we need to get out before the end of the month. For the 2027 budget, or FY27 budget, we are planning to provide information on about forecast trends, recommendations for hopefully increasing our savings account. It is pretty exciting that we can do this now with our having more access to our finances. Moving on to employment agreements. We, as the mayor said earlier today, we hired a new EMS director. She will be arriving in Sandpoint on January 19th, weather permitting. And we are also working on a new contract with Chief Allen. Probably get that done this week. Mayor Smith. We talked about moving the employee annual evaluations to more early spring. Last year we did them in the fall, and I don't know why, we just felt like the spring we'd have more time to sit down and have conversation with our employees. Also, I've asked Jim from ANTHC to attend our February meeting to give an update on the water treatment plant upgrades project. These projects hopefully will be funded this year, or will be funded in time to be done this year. If not, we're looking at the next season, which is 2027. Steve Rains is our new IT person. He seems to be working out well. He's very much more affordable. We've gotten rid of all the bells and whistles, but I don't know if we've really used them that much. He seems to be connecting well with employees and very responsive. And I think that's all I talked about. I'm starting to, in this packet, we have our capital improvement projects lists that by resolution that I need for working with the state of Alaska and the federal government legislatures to get funding requests in for projects on that list. And that's will be taken, I think those are due in February. I wanted to mention that the Board of Fish meets in Anchorage at the Egan Convention Center from February 18th. Through 24 of this year. Mayor Smith is preparing to testify and attend, and I'm not sure if the council was interested in sending others.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? And then I guess we are, if there's interested parties that are looking to go to the Board of Fish, we'll see a standpoint. We are possibly sending people. I guess if you have interest, you'd have to, we'll post it. You'll have to get in contact with us. So, okay. No further comments. That concludes our report, and we'll move on to the next item of business is ordinances and resolutions. And the first item is resolution 2601, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint adopting the alternate allocation method for the FY26 shared fisheries business tax program and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in the FM on Alaska Peninsula area. And I will hand the floor to Tebby.
FMA3, I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. FMA3. I was reading that.
It's in the resolution.
I didn't write it all down over here. So put it that way. Okay. So, do you have an explanation on that or anything, Debbie?
This is a resolution that we do every year for the shared fisheries business tax. It's through the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, State of Alaska. They've announced availability for FY26 shared fisheries business tax. And the purpose of the program is to allocate a share of the state fish tax collected outside municipal boundaries to municipalities affected by fishing industry activities. Municipalities around the state will share approximately $790,000 based on the 24 fishery activity as reported by fish processors on their fish tax returns. The city of Sandpoint is located within that fisheries management area, which you just talked about, FMA 03. The attached resolution is required to apply for these funds by February 15th of 2026.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments? If not, need a motion to adopt resolution 2601. I want to read it again.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2601.
Here we go.
Stated.
Here we go. That's the words I needed. But okay, thank you, Marita. We have a motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second
by Bill. For the comments, roll call, please, Jade.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Billy?
Yeah.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item. It's a resolution 2602, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint establishing the capital improvement projects list. Again, I'll pass the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Attached is the resolution that Mayor Smith just mentioned. It's to update the City of Sandpoint's capital improvement project list. The CIP list is used when applying for funding to demonstrate that those projects have undergone public review and are up to date. It also shows that the council has considered and ranked its needs accordingly. The CIP list can be changed and updated at any time to reflect the current situation in the community as projected, as projects are completed or reprioritized. I also included the FY25 approved CIP list just for your information.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any comments, questions or comments?
I just have a question.
Jack?
We've discussed in the past our water reservoir up there with the leaks on it. I'm just wondering if that should be placed on that list somewhere, maybe below those top three priorities. that's leaking the way we were talking about before, it probably should at least be put on the horizon.
I think that was actually number one.
Yeah.
I believe that is actually worded differently, but yeah, I think that one is the number one on there. And the next one would be that bridge down at the harbor, that car bridge there. Yeah, finding it's like very high. But yes, it is on there.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack. Any other questions, Bill?
Yeah, this reservoir that you covered under the culverts and down was, like you said, number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Bill. Any further comments? If not, we have a motion to adopt resolution 2602, resolution of City of Sandpoint establishing the capital improvements project list.
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2602 as written.
Okay, we have a motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Bill. All right, no further comments. Get a roll call, please, Shane.
Could you just read the list at least?
Oh, the list, sure.
Yeah.
And they got it punched up. Can I leave it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, then. Now therefore be it resolved that the City of Sandpoint by the resolutions established capital improvements project CIP list compromised with the following projects in the order of priority. Number one, Sandpoint culvert and dam upgrades. Number two, Humboldt Slough Bridge rehabilitation. Number three, Sandpoint Harbor and side roads improvements. Number four, landfill relocation. Number five, harbor landfill fingers. Number six, harbor footbridge rehabilitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Okay. Yeah. There's no further comments on that. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yeah.
Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. I think I know what the fingers are. That threw me for a second. Okay, we'll move on. That concludes ordinances and resolutions. So we'll go on to the next item of business is old business. And there's one item, the 2026 old clinic leases. We spoke about this earlier. I'm not sure there's, I guess we can go ahead and we have a motion to approve the old clinic leases, 2026 old clinic leases. Ask for comments afterwards.
Make a motion to approve the 2026 old clinic leases.
We have a motion by Austin.
Yeah, lease rates as presented.
Okay. Motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
Are we also requesting to have a study done? We want to know that in our motion or not?
That's for the motion. This is back up then. We go with, I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Or rescind the motion.
Yeah.
Rescinding your motion.
Rescinding the motion.
Ms. Amanda, or do you want me to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last meeting, council reviewed the proposed 26 lease rate schedule. There was a little bit of conversation or discussion about the affordable rates to encourage local business and be fair across the board. Council pushed it back for more information on current rates at the old clinic building. Staff have done research and we found some helpful guidance in setting rates, in setting rent rates. The best practice is to establish rental and lease rates using a structured data-driven approach rather than relying solely on market averages. For residential properties, pricing should be based on total operating costs, target returns, and risk considerations, then validate against comparable properties with similar location, size, condition, and amenities. The goal is to achieve stable occupancy within a reasonable leasing period while maintaining sustainable margins. For office space, pricing is driven less by square footage alone and more by functionality and terms, including lease length, flexibility, included utilities or services, parking, and tenant profile. Shorter terms and greater flexibility typically support higher rates. Rates should be reviewed periodically and adjusted based on vacancy levels, leasing velocity, and market conditions rather than remaining static over extended periods. With this information in mind, it is not common to change rates based on the factors mentioned above. I recommend that we keep everything as is and that we conduct a lease rate study. This has not been done since I've been here at the city. That's 2023, and it should be done periodically. I would like to work on this and report back at the at a future meeting.
Me off there with that. So if we earlier we discussed that, I know it's not about seeing it. It went differently in her workshop. So do we need a motion to pass this then, or are we putting this off?
Yeah, we need a motion to so we're postponing approving these leases again then?
Are you, I can't do leases. Make a motion and approve it, but
oh,
okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to make a motion
okay.
to approve the 2026 Old Clinic leases as presented, with direction for staff to create a comprehensive study of the cost of operating the Old Clinic in relation to the cost of our leases.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Austin and a second by Marita. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Marita. For the comments, roll call, please, Jade.
Austin.
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
Billy.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Amy.
Yes.
Janie.
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay, that concludes the old business, and we'll move on to new business, and the first item is the mayor / city administrator responsibilities discussion, which we discussed a bit there in the workshop, and I do believe we're going to move it forward, correct? Just a discussion, we'll be doing more discussing on that item. Or if not, we'll move on to the next item, which would be the 2026 Hickey and Associates contract. And I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mark, are you on? Hello. Hello, Mark, are you there? Oh, he's going to connect now.
All right, hello.
And I'll just, I can read this while,
sure, which, yeah,
while he's coming on. This is the lobby contract for 2026. Mark Hickey has represented the city of Sandpoint since 2007. The contract was typically between $15,000 to $18,000 annually, but was adjusted in 2020 to $8,000. At the lower rate, most services are to monitor and report on developments in the state of Alaska's legislative and executive branches. I spoke with Mr. Hickey and confirmed that additional services are available to address issues usually related to state agencies, but minor federal issues can be handled as well. The following is a list of some of the help that Hickey and Associates provided for the city of Sandpoint. Bond funding to reconstruct the school loop road, securing federal highway funds to construct the new city ferry dock and support as needed during project development and construction, implementation of Part 139 status for Sandpoint Airport to allow service by the Saab 2000 aircraft, included the creation of first landing fee structure at a non-primary state airport. Support to secure state harbor matching grant funding for the new borough harbor. I am hoping that Mark is, I believe, are you on now, Mike? Oh, there he is. He is on.
Yes, I am.
All right. So I just kind of introduced you, and I think council might have some questions for you. If you want to just kind of maybe give us a rundown on what you expect us to be dealing with at this new legislative session.
Sure. Happy to do that. Good evening, everyone. So I'm sure you've been reading in the paper, our fiscal situation continues to remain a challenge. Oil prices are down below what the budget was built on for the current fiscal year. So that means a deficit to have to figure out during session before we even get to the budget starting in July. Add to that the impact from the disaster in Western Alaska and cost to deal with that. Then you've got uncertainty about Medicaid funding, although the state did just get a significant grant award. It's a little unclear how that will work for healthcare services, some $272 million you might have read about in the paper. So that should probably be a benefit, at least for this current budget cycle. But the short of it is business as usual compared to the last few years where money's tight, capital budget's probably not going to be big. There is talk of trying to do a bond bill. That happens often going into an election year, but our debt is it's a positive story. Our outstanding debt for a capital projects is not very significant, so there's probably more of an opportunity to use bonding, and there's not available revenue otherwise. So I was looking at your CIP list. I would obviously talk it through with the mayor and Debbie and the council, but it's always good to have a CAPSIS submission. And in the case of the bond bill, that's how we got money for the school loop road. That was a number of years ago, but that could be an opportunity. And then other things to pay attention to. I know it's not your direct responsibility, but school funding, I think, is probably not going to be the issue it's been the last several years. The governor is proposing full funding, including the increase that of $700 in the BSA, which is by no means enough of what's needed, but I don't think that's going to be a controversy. Community assistance is always something that's important, I know, to the communities, and we keep losing ground there. We're down right now. If there's not new money added, there'll be a slight decrease, although you may be close to the minimum, so it may not really hit your community. I haven't gone over that with Debbie, but that continues to be a challenge. There is money, but not as it's a total of $20 million to split between the communities rather than $30 million, which is what we used to get a few years ago. The last thing I'd mention is we've got problems with match for federal highway, federal aviation projects. I know Sandpoint, we've got an airport project in development, but not ready to put out the bid. So the match problem isn't going to be an issue there, but the governor vetoed match. And so they've got to come back and find money to make up that, or there's going to be a delay in putting projects on the street this summer. Mr. Mayor, Debbie, that's probably enough for a bit of a summary. And I know you may have some questions on different topics, so I'll stop and try to answer your questions.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Any questions or comments? Austin?
Hello, Mr. Hughey. Thank you for your service to the community throughout the years. Quick question. Do you see anything strategically for Sandpoint? I know that we have you on what might be a minimal retainer of sorts. Do you see anything strategically that might benefit our community if we were to go for something with your services that might be worth investing time and resources into?
I think I understand the question, and I would say today, based on the things that you're working on, I don't know that there's something always available if there's a need to do additional work. There was a time where this contract was a little more robust, but I've been fine with the current arrangement, just recognition of the budget concerns. And I have helped Debbie with getting DOT to help on the road project and trying to figure out what's needed and how to find money. And I guess, you know, that's one area where if we put something together and there's more I could do to help develop that project, that's the type of thing I do for other communities. And that would be one area where I could see additional work and possibly expanding the contract a little, but I wouldn't suggest that now until we find out if we can come up with a solution. I think now there's a better understanding of what you're facing and trying to figure it out, but the challenge there is figure out how to find the money. I don't know if I'm completely answering your question. I guess it just depends on what comes along, and I'm available to do additional work if that makes sense. But I can't think of something else at the moment. Debbie mentioned in an email to me, Essential Air Service might come up, and I'm happy to speak to that. And I've done work on that with other communities. And if that was something that you were trying to pursue, that would probably be something similar to what you're asking. But Essential Air Service, you qualify for it, but the carrier has to ask. And if I'm not mistaken, there's no Essential Air Service subsidy being given for Sandpoint. At least it hasn't been for some time. But that could be another area to look into.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Any other questions? All right, I don't see any at this time. Thank you, Mark.
I don't know if we have any. I don't have anything else. Thank you, Mark.
You bet, Mr. Mayor. I thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be of service to the city and look forward to a chance to keep doing that if that's your decision. I can sign off if you want to go ahead and proceed if that, or I can stay on if it's up to you.
It doesn't matter whether, I don't think.
We won't need any more on this, I guess. So thank you very much, Mark.
Okay, thank you. Everybody have a good evening.
Yes, you too. Thank you. So if there's no further comments, entertain a motion to accept the 2026 Hickey and Associates Association contract.
I'll move to go forward with the Janus Associates contract.
Motion.
You know it.
Motion by Jack. Do we have a second?
Second.
A second by Austin. There's no further comments. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marita?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of new business. It's number three, GCI Tower proposed lease. And trick questions on this, right? So I'll hand the floor to Debbie. Is there any further comments we need on this, Debbie? I don't believe we would. We discussed it quite a bit in the workshop. We don't see anything. We'll just go ahead and ask for a motion to accept the GCI Tower proposed lease.
Okay. Do we have a lease? Or I'm sorry.
Oh, we're not doing that now.
No, we don't have a lease.
I got that in my notes. Sorry.
So we discussed it this afternoon.
Okay, we have a spot, and we have to bring this back in February. Where this went.
Don and Tom are both online. If there are any further questions, we will bring the lease. The staff is working on the lease right now, and we'll bring that forward at the next meeting.
Okay, in February. Okay.
Along with their building permit. The property's changed.
Oh, that's right. Great. Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to have an explanation from the fellas online then?
Don and Tom, do you want to let the public know what you guys are working on just so they can hear from you?
Yeah. GCI, we had a spot to put a tower, but that kind of has fallen through. And we wanted to go with the city property, put the same tower to provide better coverage for the community. So we're just moving it 100 feet from our original location. So I think you guys got I was confused. You guys got a copy of a lease and you guys are just reviewing it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just negotiating the lease and then go through the planning and zoning like we did before with the other property. And that's pretty much it. I mean, we got any questions for us, be happy to answer them.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Any questions? So we are not asking for a motion to adopt, and we are going to move this on to the February meeting. And we thank you, gentlemen, very much for coming to our meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so notes are wrong. Okay, we'll move forward onto the next item of new business is number four, finance discussion. And I'm just going to hand this floor to Debbie, so let's put this up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This was really a workshop item that the council has asked in the last several meetings with concern of us. They just want updates often as we are migrating to a new software. We gave quite a bit of information today, discussed this pretty thoroughly with the finance officer. And there's really no, I don't think there's any action to take, but we will have continue the reports on progress at the February and March meetings.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. If there's no further question on that, we'll move on. Okay. The next item would be public comments. Do we have any public comments at this time?
Hi there. Yes, it's Megan Webb with GCI. I'm online. And I just wanted to provide an update with our ongoing interruption with mobile service. Which, as you all know, began December 18th. And so I just wanted to give an update that, you know, our teams have talked with our connectivity partner who expects to be on site in Sandpoint this week. In fact, I think they were able to schedule travel for today. And so we're in close communication with them. We're coordinating with their team to restore the service as quickly as possible. And we'll be issuing credits for plan fees for everyone, for each affected mobile line for customers in Sandpoint. And those credits will be applied automatically. So customers don't need to reach out or contact us to receive them. But of course, if they have questions, they can always reach out, but those will automatically appear in their account. I do want to acknowledge as well, just that, you know, this particular incident involves our connectivity partner system. However, we do have a long history of, you know, providing service not up to our standards with a string of ongoing outages. And so a key part of our strategy is to improve service for the better is this new site that, you know, we're discussing on tonight's agenda. And this new site will be able to have the infrastructure on our fiber in the community, having that fiber backhaul. And so we're working on building that site as soon as possible this year to provide that 5G service. And so just an update here and happy to take questions, but I wanted to address the issues that have been happening in the community over the past several weeks.
All right. Thank you very much, Megan. Hey, any questions for Megan?
Austin? Hello, Megan. Thanks for coming on. So with the issue that you're experiencing with your partner connection, I know that the fiber will provide opportunities for data and other things like that. Do you anticipate that will also offer infrastructure that will allow you to bypass this partner connection so power outages and things like this don't continue to make this issue occur?
Correct. Yep. And so moving forward with this site, the connectivity will be able to use the fiber to provide that backhaul. And so we can bypass how we're providing service right now. And so we'll be able to provide that better service. And so moving forward, if that were to happen, I would not foresee the issue that we're having right now, you know, happening, being on that the fiber and on our new site.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Megan. Any other questions? All right, seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a great day. Okay, any other public comments? All right, hearing none, we'll go on to the next item of business, which should be council comments. Do we have any council comments at this time?
Dylan. Hi.
Oh, Rita, sorry.
So, you know how Janie mentioned something about our drug thing and how we want to be more like, hey, we're drug-free kind of thing? Can we have more discussion on that so we can try to move forward in a positive direction of some sorts? Maybe, I guess.
Okay.
I just feel like some things we talk about for about a minute and then we leave it off the table for how many meetings, and then I just wish we would continue until we accomplish something.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to you after. Thank you, Marita. Any other council comments? Hearing none. Vaughn, the next item. Well, on the agenda, there's agenda items for the next meeting. Well, I came up with one. I haven't really done this.
I have one.
Marita.
So a community member mentioned something to me about how their place of work included mental health into their personal life. So I guess I'm requesting that to have a discussion for the city to possibly include mental health into more of the maybe sick leave portion of our stuff. So basically it's not just the physical illness. So just more of a discussion.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Can we go back to
Councilwoman's
real quick?
Okay.
A lot of people complain about streetlights again this time of year. So
yeah,
what we can do to encourage better outcome for that too.
Yeah, I think I was on it. We spoke of that before the meeting and earlier today. And
just
keep an eye on the lights.
Yeah, keep the lights because it's so dark anymore.
Summer is coming.
The community though would appreciate it, I think, if we had a better plan.
Thank you, Rita. And we were anyway. Okay, we'll go on to the next meeting date, which is February 10th, I think we confirming earlier. Got that right? Okay. So time, so we'll go on to the executive session. We have one item there, personal matter with the city clerk. And we will go into executive session. I guess we would need a motion. Go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 8:04 in regards to personal matter, city clerk.
Get my trash out of here.
Jean, did you have anybody you wanted to invite in?
Nope.
Nope. Good enough.
Good.
What?
Are we free to go, or do you want me to hang out?
See any possibility that we would need anyone else? No.
You need to unlock your iPhone.
I guess we're
just phone's trying to talk to me.
We'll go back into.
Oh, yeah, we'll come back out and then we'll adjourn.
Rita made the motion, and who made the second?
Oh, you have a second?